past 8 on a Friday, and Penny Fourie, our investigative journalist, has been out and about, and it's been another week, and every week brings more excitement in terms of news that you need to know. Penny, welcome to you.
Good morning, Dave, and welcome to Friday's Focus, where we look at issues affecting the region. And we're going to kick off today with communities across South Africa. We'll pause for nationwide silent lie-down to protect the country's crisis of violence against women. The demonstration happens at midday, and in Ballito, residents are expected to gather at Clark Bay, dressed in black, for 15 minutes of silence in solidarity with victims and their families. The call comes at a time when gender-based violence remains one of South Africa's most persistent emergencies. Police figures show that more than 10,000 women report being raped every quarter, and more than 850 women were murdered in the most recent 3-month reporting period. On average, a woman is killed every 4 hours in this country, a rate that has remained stubbornly high for more than a decade. There are also worrying signs here on the North Coast. In the past 3 months, around 200 interim protection orders were issued across the Ilembe district, yet only 26 were finalized in court. Local support groups say the gap between cases opened and cases completed reflects the pressure survivors face from fear of retaliation to financial dependence and the strain this places on the justice system. Organizers of today's silent lie-down say the aim is to show unity, acknowledge the scale of the crisis, and call for urgent, coordinated action to protect women and children. And that's going to be taking place at Clark Bay at 12 o'clock. And everyone who will be participating is urged to wear black.
And just can I ask you, where is Clark Bay? I mean, I've lived here for 20 years, more, and I hear the names.
Yes.
But unless you are a frequent beach user, and know exactly which one is Clark Bay. You don't know.
I'm like, my eyes are wide. Can I just take a shot at it? Clark Bay, not past Concha, down at the bottom there where the ski boat club is.
Is that not Salmon Bay? Is it next to Salmon Bay?
Yes, I think that is. So because there's a wide car park there. So I'm assuming that would be the area, because where would the public demonstration take place if there's no space?
Okay, well, while
can we Google that?
While you carry on with the next report, I'm going to Google
it. I'm so ashamed to say that I did hit a blank, but that's where I assumed it. Okay, so our next segment's an extensive festive season readiness plan is now underway on the North Coast as the region prepares for a major influx of visitors. The operation brings together all key law enforcement and emergency response agencies, including Kwadukuza Community Safety, Mshlali and Kwadukuza SAPS, the National Sea Rescue Institute, Municipal Lifeguards, and the province's air rescue teams. Officials say the interagency model, which has been strengthened over the past few years, has significantly improved coordination, allowing each unit to contribute its specific expertise. Private medical and security companies will again form part of the network, providing additional capacity in areas where public agencies face budget and staffing constraints. Now, with peak season approaching, authorities say the priority is to maintain safe beaches, manage traffic, support emergency responses, and ensure rapid communication across all teams. The combined effort is aimed at keeping the holiday period as orderly and incident-free as possible.
And so to confirm, that Clark Bay is exactly where you said it was.
Okay.
So you were right, you were just doubting yourself.
Goodness. Oh, no, I just didn't, I needed to fact check that.
No, but well done, because okay. Clark Bay now, so you can go down to, you can go down to the Ballito Village, pop along to, you can park anywhere really in the Ballito Village.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of
parking. And then wander down to where the front, El Pescatore is on the top of the of Hops. That's a long parking area as well.
Yeah.
And then two, if you're looking out to sea from El Pescatore or Hops, it's the big beach on the left.
Yes. Okay.
On the right is Salmon Bay, where they launch the ski boats. On the left is Clark Bay. I've learned something there after 20-something years in Ballito. And so you say 12 o'clock, and
yes,
everyone is expected to gather there wearing black.
Yeah,
and then
so
they're
15
going to,
minutes of silence.
And they're going to lie down.
Well, that's what they say. It's a lie down, but I assume you can stand up. Flip. Because I wouldn't want to
if
lie
you lie down,
down
in Clark Bay in your black outfit on the yellow beach or the white sand, you're going to look like something quite extraordinary when you stand up again.
Or at the car park. Are they going to meet at the car park and possibly do the lie down there on the beach?
Lie down in the car park. Oy. So are you going to be there?
I said I was going to pop by, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll all try our very, very best to be there. And I know that there's a big event happening at Zimbali Lakes today. The Ernie Els Foundation for Autism is launching. And I know we're sending a delegation out there as well. So there's lots happening today.
Yeah, it is. And I'm just going to clarify, before we look at our last segment, with regards to the major tourism surge, which is expected on the North Coast as construction continues on the new Club Med Resort at Tindi Manor. It's a 2 billion rand development, which is expected to open in July 2026. And it has already drawn early bookings from Europe. And the resort will be one of the largest ever built in South Africa, offering 400 rooms and a dual holiday experience. But the rapid interest has placed the project's environmental approvals under sharp scrutiny. The public participation process for the installation of shark nets at the Tinley Beach closed recently, and submissions reflected strong resistance from environmental groups. All comments have now been deferred to the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment, which will decide whether the application is approved, amended or sent back for further assessment. And tourism operators say the North Coast must urgently prepare for a substantial rise in visitors. However, ski boat operators have echoed concerns, saying limited launch on the beach access and aging coastal infrastructure could become bottlenecks once visitor numbers increase. They are calling for a coordinated plan from municipal authorities to manage access, safety and congestion. Industry leaders say the Club Med project signals a new era of investment on the North Coast, but warn that environmental approvals, beach safety decisions and coastal infrastructure must keep pace with the scale of development now underway. And finally, we just want to touch on the Townsend Park issue and put through some clarifications on the land sale process. We discussed the Townsend Park matter on the podcast this week, and it is important to issue a clear correction. No public participation process is currently open. Kwadukuzi Municipality said they cannot begin a new process until a fresh compliant evaluation of the land has been completed as required by oversight authorities. Now, for those who are not familiar with this issue, in 2009, the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, DOCRA, challenged the matter legally, arguing that the earlier public participation process, which had put that little piece of park up for sale, had not been conducted correctly, and their intervention halted the sale. The item resurfaced in 2022. According to the municipality's official report, 483 submissions supported the sale of Townsend Park, while 106 objected. At the same time, a separate DOCRA petition titled Save Townsend Park gathered more than 2,500 signatures opposing the disposal of the land. The dominant concern raised by residents was the loss of public open space and was the last green lung of the region. And now, earlier this year, both the Department of Cooperative Government and Treasury instructed Kwadukuzi Municipality that the entire process must be restarted because the previous procedure contained legal defects. That direction means that the land must undergo a new evaluation before any dates for public participation can be set. Now, this entire issue has resurfaced after the ANC Youth League publicly accused Kwadukuzi Municipality of delaying the mosque proposal and hinted at improper interference. The municipality, however, rejected that claim. Spokesperson Sifiso Zulu said this week that the delays are the result of the compliance findings issued by Treasury and COCTA, and that the administration is not permitted to proceed until the re-evaluation is complete. Now, Kwadukuzi has indicated it will communicate next steps only once that process is finalized.
I've just been on the line to Councillor Jack Abrams.
Yeah, he's the Ward 30 Councillor. Yeah,
it's his ward that is in focus.
Yes.
And he categorically says that there is no proposed sale of Townsend Park before council or anywhere else for that matter. And he also wanted to point out that it is, in his opinion, the organizations that have been gathering momentum or getting lots of exposure as a result of raising this, particularly the ANC Youth League,
he says it clearly is
wrong to state that any mosque is being developed. Everyone's very in favor of the fact that there is a mosque or a place of worship for the Muslim community in Nandiam Tembu Drive, a 300-seater. They say that everyone is 100% in favor and support of that. Townsend Park, definitely not on the cards for a mosque or any other religious event or any other sale for that matter. So somewhere, somehow, I think this matter is bubbling under and being used by certain political organizations for exposure, for publicity, for generating maybe mischief and creating in the hearts and minds of people a false narrative. There it is from the councillor himself. There's no proposal, no formal proposal before council to even discuss the matter. So what I think we've been looking at is a little bit of behind the scenes activity. It doesn't say that it's not going to come to the fore, and no one is saying that it's not going to in the future be an issue, but I think right now the matter is not as possibly as critical or as urgent as we may have suggested that it was. However, one has to remain very vigilant, and it's wonderful to see how many people have risen to the defense of the public open space that is a park that everyone in Ballito has in the entitlement of enjoyment from. You know, there's no one excluded from the park. Everyone is welcome. It's a place for recreation. It's a place for nature. It's a place. It's a green lung. It is a precious commodity. Public open space should never, ever, ever be traded for gain for a small group of folk to the detriment of the many in whom the trust for the future of that space has been vested. So I hope that adds some clarity.
Yeah. You know what? It's the argument before when it surfaced wasn't about, you know, the issue of a mosque being built. It was the issue of how the municipality is going to dispose of one of the last green lungs on, you know, in Ballito.
Well, I would like to just simply say that as a member of the media and in a sense a spokesperson for the community, hands off any public open space, any green lung. And if the municipality thinks that they're going to be able to slip this one by us, no, I'm afraid to say. That time, that ship has sailed. The era of slipping things by unnoticed or quietly going about.
And that's how it happened in the
beginning. In the past it may have, but no longer. Yeah. Our eyes are on you, and we demand accountability, and we demand that we are heard, and we demand that you take your hands off Townsend Park, full stop, goodbye.
Yes. And you know what? I hope we can take that vigor and make a stand on, you know, the scary figures that are facing us with the gender-based violence. And, you know, I had heard a very interesting and very disturbing snippet this week when I was out on a story in one of the informal settlements. In the past week, in an informal settlement, 5 suicides have taken place. 5 suicides just in a week. So there's also an issue there as well that hasn't really been highlighted.
I think it's something that we need to look at, or you need to, with your resources, look into, because it is a silent crisis. It's been a silent crisis for quite a long time.
Yeah.
You know, all of the emergency services and the medical services that attend to these things have been for ages concerned about the levels of suicide and attempted suicide. It's almost an epidemic now in our society, and no one's talking about it.
100%. Crazy.
There are legal reasons why people don't want to talk about it, because it can invalidate policies, you know, clearly. And then, of course, there are moral and ethical issues. But the real tragedy is that there are so many folk that are in such desperate straits that it seems like the only solution, which is a tragedy and an indictment on our society.
Absolutely.
We need to start looking at what lies behind this and how best to address and to rectify the situation. Yeah. People need help. We need to be able to uncover what's really happening and possibly how to address it
effectively. Very important, Dave. Yeah. Very, very important. So we both, before we close, a reminder that the nationwide silent lie-down against gender-based violence takes place at midday today. Residents in Ballita are invited together at Clark Bay, dressed in black. The 15-minute silence is intended to honor women who have been killed and to reinforce the call for women for change, for gender-based violence to be declared a national disaster.
And that's something that everyone should be behind, should get behind, and support with everything we have.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
And Penny will be back in a week's time. But, of course, her podcast series, Uncensored with Penny Faree, is shooting the lights out. If you would like to listen to that, pop onto our website, Life and Style, and find the podcast section. Go to Uncensored, subscribe to it. You'll be the first to know when the next one breaks. It's a weekly podcast of enormous importance for the North Coast. And, of course, a regular Friday live on air chat is a mandatory listen. Thanks, Penny. We'll catch up in a week.
Bye, everyone. Have a good weekend.